Good morning.
大家早.
A lot has changed over this past week as Hurricane Katrina has devastated so many lives in the Gulf Coast.
过去这一个礼拜有许多的大事, 那么Katrina这个台风在南部所带来的灾害影响到许多的人。
They need our prayers and our financial help.
他需要我们的祷告, 也需要我们在财产上头的帮助。
So as God's people, I urge you to respond to the prompting of the Holy Spirit as He leads you.
所以神在那里督促我们, 让我们在圣灵里头有感动而为这事尽上心力。
There are so many churches that have been leveled. Many Christians are still searching for family members.
有许多的教会也都被水淹没, 还有许多的人在寻找他们失去的家人。
May the Lord rescue them to look upon the Lord that they may find life.
愿主在那里拯救他们, 让他们仰望主, 能够得到生命。
Today, we have reached a point in our studies in Numbers to chapter 21.
今天我们要研讨的一段经文是从, 是民数记第21章。
What should have taken 40 days to cross has become 40 years because of their disobedience.
因为他们对神的不顺服, 40天的路程变成了40年的一个患难的路程。
Now, suppose all the inhabitants of Vermont wanted to reach their promised land, the eastern land of Maine.
今天我们想象, Vermont这个州的人, 他们要想到能够到东边, 缅因州那个应许之地。
And they make a special request of the rulers of New Hampshire to allow them to cross.
他们向New Hampshire这个州的, 领袖请求能够从他们那个州过渡, 能过去。
Now, however, New Hampshire is intimidated by these unfamiliar people.
但是New Hampshire对于这些陌生的人心存恐惧。
Will they take over our land?
他们会把我们的地拿走吗?
Will they take our food, our homes, our gasoline?
他们会把我们的房子, 我们的地, 我们的, 汽油都被拿走了吗?
Suppose they can't be trusted.
他们是不是值得我们信赖呢?
So out of fear and suspicion, New Hampshire denies their request.
所以心存恐惧, 他们拒绝了这个Vermont这个州的请求。
No, you may not enter.
不行, 你不能够经过我们这个州,
Stay out.
你要在我们这个州之外。
Go around us.
你要绕着我们这个州过去。
Now New Hampshire protects their borders and attacks any Vermont dwellers who come near the border.
所以New Hampshire他们保护他们的州界, 任何侵入的他们都要去打击他们。
Well, this is kind of what the Israelites were facing.
这也就是以色列人那个时候所面对的。
They would have to conquer and have victory over the Canaanites in order to have their long-awaited promised land.
他们需要能够胜过那些迦南人才能够进入那个已经应许了他们很久的迦南之地。
And now, approaching 40 years later, a new day has come.
那么40年来有一个新的日子。
And they experience their first victory over the Canaanites if they promise Kerem, that is total destruction.
这是他们第一次经历到这样子的一件胜利，能够向神应许，他们能够斩尽杀绝这些迦南人，他们就能够得胜。
I believe this Hebrew word Kerem is used about 46 times in the Old Testament.
这个字 Kerem 在旧约里头用到46次。
It has been translated as total destruction.
它被翻译成为完全的毁灭。
Completely destroy.
完全的灭绝。
Annihilate.
全然的破碎,
forfeit all, exterminate,
丧失的一切, 赶尽杀绝,
and also devote or completely give over to the Lord.
或者是把这全然的献给神。
That means that when Kerem is carried out, all men, women, and children are destroyed.
所以他们在实行这个Kerem的事情上, 他要把所有的男女, 小孩要赶尽杀绝。
All crops, livestock, altars, and belongings are completely plundered.
所有的农作物, 牲畜, 家产, 全部都要被掠夺。
And Deuteronomy 7:4 gives us the purpose of Kerem, which is to preserve the purity of their faith and to prevent apostasy.
生命记第七章第四节告诉我们Kerem这件事情的目的 是要能够保存他们信心的单纯，也能够避免他们在属灵上的一个叛逆。
Otherwise, they would start serving other gods.
否则他们可能会开始敬拜他神。
Now, today, this idea of Karam would definitely not be popular.
今天这个 Karam 的这个观念大概绝对不会受欢迎。
It seems so brutal and without mercy.
听起来像非常的残酷，非常的无情。
It doesn't sit well with our American pluralism where every religion is equal.
在今天这个美国多元性的这个文化里头，所有的信仰都是平等的，这样的一个气氛之中，大概很不适合的这样的一个观念。
Today, where tolerance and diversity is preached over truth.
今天我们强调包容性、多样性，远超过我们对真理的强调。
But Israel had a higher value.
但是以色列人他们有更高的一个价值观。
They valued faithfulness to God and purity of their faith.
他们把对神的信心的那个纯洁是看成非常重要的一件事。
Karam is sometimes instructed by God and full compliance is expected.
神有的时候会指示以色列人进行这个 Karam 这个斩尽杀绝的这件工作。
In fact, in 1 Samuel 15, King Saul was rebuked for not carrying out Karam.
在撒母耳记上第十五章，我们看到扫罗王他没有能够很忠实的把神所给他的那个 Karam 的那个使命把它完成。
It was against the Amalekites, and when Saul defeated the enemies, he spared the best sheep and cattle for the purpose of sacrifice.
神要扫罗去击败亚玛利人，要赶尽杀绝。那他击败了这些敌人，他却把他们的羊和牛，留下来作为祭献。
I think Saul could have meant well, but he disobeyed God.
扫罗也许他的用心很好，但是他违逆了神的使命。
And the prophet Samuel said, "Does the Lord delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as obeying the voice of the Lord? To obey is better than sacrifice."
撒母耳这位先知就说到。耶和华喜悦燔祭和平安祭，岂如此喜悦人听从他的话呢？听从胜于献祭，顺从胜于公羊的脂油。
And as a result, he continued to say, "I reject you as king."
所以神对他讲，因为你没有顺服他的话，那就神就拒绝他的成为这个王。
God expects complete obedience to him.
神期望他对神的话语能够有完全的顺服。
Even if it requires Karam, which is a total elimination or abandonment of false gods and idols.
其实神的这个使命是要他去完全斩尽杀绝那群人，能够弃绝这些假神的偶像的这些敬拜。
In the past 3 years, we have had some wonderful experiences on the Hopi mission field.
过去三年，我们在 Hopi 印第安人的保留区里头有很多特别的经历。
And we saw that these Hopi churches are quite small, about 20 to 25 people per church.
我们看到这些很多 Hopi 的当地的一些教会非常的小，大概20个人、25个人。
But it was a surprise to discover that maybe 30 to 40 years ago, their churches were full with over 100 people in them.
但是我们也很意外的发现，他们在三四十年之前，这些教会都有上百人在那里聚会。
And these people, these believers, were wholeheartedly following the Lord.
这些信徒都是全心的在那里顺着走主的那个带领。
They were willing to give up everything for their faith.
他们愿意把一切都放弃来跟随神。
But then what happened?
但是是怎么回事呢？如何发生呢？
Well, in the last several decades, there was a movement to incorporate their culture, to elevate the role of their culture and their traditions and Hopi pride.
在过去几十年来，他们形成了一个新的一个运动，要在 Hopi 印第安人的中间，能够把他们的文化传统自尊能够恢复。
So they can pass on these traditions to their children.
所以他们可以把这些传统向下一代的交托。
The believers began to integrate their Christian faith into the Hopi culture.
所以这些信徒就把基督的信仰跟 Hopi 他们的民俗的一些传统混在一起。
So again, they started accepting tribal worship as a part of their normal life in their home and community.
所以他们在家里, 在那个社区里头, 就开始允许有这些, 与他们民俗有关的一些敬拜。
And then they would go to church on Sunday.
然后礼拜天, 他们去到教会去敬拜。
Their faith was compromised.
他们的信心, 有一些保留, 有一些, 妥协。
God's word was watered down.
神的话语也冲淡了。
You can still become a Christian and still practice Hopi culture and religion.
你可以是一个基督徒, 而也同时去参与那些民俗的敬拜。
You can believe in the God Almighty and you can believe in the Kachina gods.
你可以对那个, 那位真神来信仰, 你也可以相信那个民俗里的那个 Kachina 那个假神。
The believers were misled to compartmentalize their faith as one of many aspects of their life.
信徒, 被误入一个歧途，让他们把基督徒的信心当作生命里头的一小部分。
So some of the Hopi Christians, they call this syncretism.
所以, Hopi的信徒把这个情况叫做syncretism.
And this is the biggest debate that exists among the Hopi Christian leaders.
这是Hopi他这些基督徒的领袖中间有很多的争论，也有一些分论。
It has caused great division, they can't get along.
他们之间有一些争论，也有一些分裂。Because
you think 20-25 church, why don't you get together with another 20-25 people in your church and be one big church?
他们认为有20-25个人在一起可以成为一个教会就好了。But
they don't get along.
但是他们彼此不能够和睦相处。So
some of the Christians are using ceremonies, feathers, and worshiping the Kachina god as well.
所以有一些基督徒甚至在敬拜里头也用那些羽毛，用那个China假神有关的这个偶像在一起。And
they say this is harmless.
他们认为这个没什么害处。It's
a part of their culture.
这是他们文化里的一部分。But
we as outsiders go in and it's very clear to us.
但是我们从外面进去的人，我们一眼就看得很清楚。What
little that we actually know about their culture, this is dangerous.
我们所看到的实际是一个很危险的一个情况。We
see the grip of the spiritual oppression upon the children.
我们看那个属灵上的那个压迫感，甚至在小孩子的身上都显现出来。Because
they live in fear that they will be snatched away in the nighttime by the Kachina God.
因为他活在一个恐惧中，生怕在晚上会被这个假神Kachina被拉走。Oh,
but we share the hope of Jesus. We share the love of Jesus instead of fear.
我们跟他们分享 耶稣基督的爱，我们分享神的爱，而不是那个恐惧。
This lack of 100% commitment has weakened the Hopi Church.
这是他们在信心上头不能够100%向神交托，而在信心上有一个妥协。
The Lord demands 100% complete loyalty and faith, nothing less.
神要我们在信心上头能够对他100%的顺服。
There would be no victory with anything less.
如果没有100%的话, 就不会有得胜。
Not for the Israelites then, not for the church today.
对当年的以色列人讲, 这是真实的, 对今天我们的教会也是这样子的。
Completely obey the Lord.
完完全全的来顺服神。
And we saw that God granted them their first victory over the Canaanites.
我们看到神给了他们在迦南人中间的第一次胜利。
Here in Numbers 21, we see their persistent sin surface once more, the habitual complaining and grumbling.
我们在民数记21章,我们再一次看到那些持续的罪,再一次的显现,他们不断的在那里埋怨,不断的在那里怨毒。
Perhaps on a good day, we are very thankful and at peace.
也许在日子很顺利的时候,我们非常的带有感谢的心,也蛮有平安。
But on so many more days, they grew impatient and grumbled and complained.
也许日子久了,他们就失去了这个耐心,在那里埋怨。
After all, this is a 40-year road trip. Are we there yet?
的确,他们在那里已经,在荒野里头已经走了40年的日子,他们一定要问,我们到了吗?
They were hot and tired and irritable.
他们非常感到非常的热，也非常的精疲力尽，也感觉到非常的急躁。The
food was unsatisfying, the water was lacking.
他们所吃的食物太淡，他们的水也不够。Stress
levels were very high, and only getting higher when they realized that because Edom had denied them passage, they had to again backtrack and head south again to go again, go around this geographical obstacle.
他们所面临的压力和挑战十分的大，因为这以东人不让他们过他们的境，然后他们必须要绕道从南面进去。
So they complained intensely.
所以他们不断的在那里埋怨。Here's
a true story from the Boston Globe.
这是从波士顿的《球报》里有这么一段小故事。
That Philene's had banned these two sisters because of their complaints.
法令这个百货公司，他已经禁止这一对姐妹到他们的公司去买东西。
From Newton, Massachusetts, the Singer sisters, who say they've been loyal customers to Filene's basement for decades, have been ordered to stay out of the 21 bargain chain stores. After the store deemed that they had returned too many items and made too many complaints about service.
So Newton那里的他们的他们姓Singer，那这两位姐妹他们是Filene多年的顾客，但是因为他们已经他们 不断的每一次去买东西都要退货，都要在那发埋怨。那么，法令决定禁止他们到这21家法令公司去买任何东西。They
actually received a letter from the vice president telling them they were no longer welcomed.
他们甚至接到那个副总裁的一封信，告诉他们他们不再受欢迎到法令去买东西。David
Scherer, the vice president of loss prevention, wrote, "Given your history of excessive returns and your chronic unhappiness with our services, we have decided that this is the best way to avoid any future problems with you and your sister."
那么那个 loss prevention 的这个部门的副总裁写了一封信给他们，根据你们在这里购物的这个历史和记录，我们看到你常常的不高兴，常常的埋怨。
Now, the Singer sisters acknowledged that they have returned many items, occasionally complained about the service, and had a few incidents with the managers, but they said their actions have never been excessive.
但是这对姐妹也承认，他们过去买东西退了不少东西，也偶尔有几次像这个卖东西的人或者是管理的人在那里埋怨抱怨，但是他们觉得他们所做的并不会太过度。James
McGrady, the chief financial officer, said customer bans are extremely rare.
这位财务的主管也说，禁止一个顾客到店里来买东西是。
But also said that these sisters have returned an incredible number of items.
但是他说这一对姐妹过去买了不少的东西，退了不少的东西。
Sales associates spent too much time handling the returns and complaints of these two sisters, he said.
买卖部门的人花了太多的时间，就专门来帮助他们每次退货这些，或者是埋怨，要处理他们这些事情。
And he ended off by saying, "There comes a point in time when you say enough is enough on both sides."
到了一个地步，实在是已经够了，我们不需要再来了。Be
careful what you return to Filene's.
下次退货要小心。Complaints,
grumbling, impatience.
抱怨、埋怨、没有耐心。The
Israelites deserve to be banned.
所以这些以色列人的确是。
Enough is enough.
他们埋怨得太厉害。This
time they complained with greater contempt and ungratefulness.
这一次他们的埋怨甚至更是没有一点感恩的心。Because
this widespread complaining in the community was actually poisonous and deadly.
因为这种埋怨的散延散之后的话，会变成在这个社区里头一个有毒的东西。
So it's no surprise that they received a very fitting judgment.
所以也不是很意外，他们所领受到神的那个审判。
Poisonous snakes or poisonous words.
是用蛇的毒来对付他们那些带毒性的话语。
In the King James Version, it is translated as fiery snakes.
在 King James 这个翻译里头。
It is more literally burning snakes.
就好像那个蛇是像喷火一样,
perhaps to describe the fierce anger of the Lord. Or perhaps to describe the burning sensation of the venom when it's taking over your body. Or in this case, to perhaps describe the copper or bronze color. No one can be sure exactly what type of snake afflicted the Israelites, but a likely candidate is the Echis carinitis, known as the carpet viper or the saw-scaled viper.
没有人能够确定那个毒蛇是一种什么样的毒蛇，但是有一个很可能的是这么一种像地毯颜色一样的副蛇，像那个蛇鳞，像锯齿一样的那种副蛇。
This is the most poisonous and lethal snake in Africa, India, and the Middle East.
这是在非洲、在印度、在中东那里，大概沙漠里头最毒的一种蝮蛇。
They are gray brown in color with brown splotches and a wavy white stripe.
它们是灰褐色的，那么在那个皮肤上有那种褐色的斑点，也有白色的条纹。
Thus, when it's curled up, it looks like a carpet. Thus its name.
它卷在一起的时候看起来像地毯。
When aroused, they coil and twist, rubbing their scales, their serrated scales, against each other and creating a sound similar to a saw.
他们受到惊动之后，他们卷成一团，用他的那个舌鳞彼此的摩擦，产生那种像锯子的那个齿的那种声音。
The sound of sawing wood, thus its other name.
用锯子来锯木头的那种声音，也就是他们名字的来源。
This sound came as a warning, similar to what a rattlesnake would do.
这种声音就好像响尾蛇用尾巴的那个声音来警吓人。
The venom is highly toxic to humans.
这种毒是非常对人是非常非常的毒的。
And this is kind of exciting. The kids would really like to know this, that the victim's skin actually gets inflamed, it turns painfully red, and then you bleed uncontrollably to death.
小孩子可能会很好奇，被这种蛇咬了之后，你的皮肤会发红，又痛又肿，而且会血流不止而死。It's
probably the world's deadliest snake because based on documented deaths, approximately 50 people out of a million in Sri Lanka die every year from this snake bite.
可能是世上最毒性最强的一种蛇，根据记录。 在每一年有100万人中间，大概有50个人因为这种蛇而被咬死，就在这个斯里兰卡这个地方的一个统计数字。So
you can see that the Israelites are in a desperate situation. They see people bleeding and dying all around them.
所以以色列人是在一个迫不及待的情况中间，看到这些人被蛇咬死。And
they are desperate for an antidote.
他们迫不及待的希望有解毒药。
So, as instructed, Moses had made a snake on a pole and told them, look at it, this, and live.
所以听到神的这个指示，摩西为他们造了一个铜蛇，让他们能够一望就活。Wow,
what strange medical advice.
实在是一个很新鲜、很稀奇的一个医学上的一个治理。It's
like someone with lung cancer, look at this cigarette and live.
就好像有人得了肺里的发炎症，能够看到一个工具的话，一个剪刀的话就能够活。No
doctor today would advise this kind of advice.
今天的医师大概不会用这样子的一个处理的方式来处理。This
is not an effective antidote or practical medical cure.
今天不认为这个是一个很正式的、很正常的一个医学的医治的方法。
If this was the judgment was not surprising with the snakes, but this cure was very surprising.
神的惩罚不很意外，但是这一个医治的方式的确是非常的意外。
First of all, we have to realize that the Israelites intensely detested snakes.
我们需要明白，以色列人对蛇一向是非常的憎恶。
Most of us don't care for them either.
我们一般人也都不喜欢看蛇。
I don't want to see one. I don't want to touch one, even at the zoo.
我不愿意去看到蛇，甚至也不愿意去摸那个蛇。
And secondly, in biblical culture, you know, snakes are associated with the evil one.
第二个，我们也看到在圣经里头，蛇跟那个撒旦的那个亵渎是有关系的。
This was Satan's first manifestation in Genesis 3 as a serpent.
那么在创世纪第三章里头，我们看到第一次这个撒旦显现在人间是像一条蛇。
Third, even though people were bitten and were dying, Moses actually took time to make this metal snake.
人已经被咬了，已经一个一个都死了，但是摩西还需要花时间来做那条铜蛇。
He didn't do something quicker.
他没办法很快的就把这个解毒药弄出来。
And then fourth, Moses was actually making this graven image.
但是第四点，我们看到摩西造这一条铜蛇，看起来好像是做一个偶像一样。
And this image of something so detestable that, you know, your body, when you're looking at it, the venom is running through you.
而且这个偶像是一个那受以色列人憎恶的一个偶像，那你一看到这个偶像的话，你身体就发毛。
But now you have to look at it and live.
但现在神要你去看这个蛇而得医治。
Snakes are the instrument of judgment and death. And now it is transformed as the instrument that would spring life.
神在这里借着这个毒蛇成为他惩罚致死的一个工具，然而神又用这个蛇能够成为他的爱、他的医治的一个工具。
It's a lesson of grace.
这是一个学习神的恩典的一个功课。
Hey, when you are desperate and you have nothing you can do, you just have to trust God.
当你迫不及待的时候，你已经没有其他的方法的时候，你必须要信靠神。
You can't earn it, you have to receive it. It's purely grace.
你不能够自己去赢得这样子的拯救，你必须要去领受这个拯救，当作神的一个恩典。
Those who obeyed Moses at this time, obeyed the Lord, looked and lived. This was giving them victory over physical death.
那些听从了摩西的话，看了蛇就能够得了医治的人，这是领受到神的一个恩典。
And now this would point to Jesus giving victory over eternal death.
那么这件事情也指到耶稣基督将来做的，也是给我们永生里头得了一个拯救。
Because in John 3,
在约翰福音第三节第三章
1500 years later, Jesus was explaining to Nicodemus about being born again.
这是五千年之后耶稣向尼哥底母来解释这个重生的一个道理。
And Jesus' ideas were so revolutionary and it bewildered this philosophical Pharisee. How can this be? He kept on saying.
耶稣的那个解释是那样子的一个稀奇，甚至于让这个充满哲学思想的一个法利赛人好像有一点迷惑，听不懂他所讲的话。
So rather than giving up on Nicodemus, Jesus just used this example of the snake to illustrate his point.
所以耶稣没有放弃拯救这个法利赛人，而借着这个铜蛇的故事来告诉他，来描述一个很重要的一个道理。
Can you read the Chinese, please, John 3?
摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，人子也必照样被举起来，叫一切信他的都得永生。神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，因为他不信神独生子的名。
When bitten by a snake, all the Israelites had to do was simply look at the bronze snake for their life.
当那些以色列人被蛇咬了之后，他们只需要向这个蛇铜蛇仰望。
God promised physical healing.
神应许他们在身体上得到医治。
Without God's promise, it would be a worthless stick.
如果神没有那样子的应许的话，那条铜蛇也是毫无效果的一条蛇。
It was not a magic stick, it was about faith.
不是有关魔术，而是有关对神的一个信心。
And in the same way, Jesus is lifted up upon that awful cross.
同样的，耶稣他在那个很非常难看的那个十字架上头被升起来。
And all we have to do is look upon the cross for our salvation.
我们所需要做的也是向那个十字架去观望，去仰望，而得到我们的拯救。
Just looking upon the Lord.
我们向主来仰望。
Because it was God's promise.
因为是神的一个应许。
Otherwise, that would also be a worthless thing.
如果不是神的应许的话，那个十字架也是毫无功用的。
It was God's promise for spiritual eternal healing.
是神让我们在生命上头有一个永恒的生命，那样子的一个应许。
Have complete faith in Jesus and live eternally.
让我们能够对耶稣基督有完全的信心，而能够领受到那个永生的生命。
Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved.
相信耶稣基督，让我们能够得拯救。
This bronze snake was so effective that they kept it around for 8 centuries.
这个铜蛇对以色列人是那样子的有效，以色列人把这个铜蛇保留了800多年。
When we find King Hezekiah now destroys it.
我们看到那个西西家王，在那个时候把这个铜蛇毁掉。
Because the bronze snake had become an idol.
因为那个铜蛇已经变成了一个偶像。
Could you read the Chinese?
他废去秋坛，毁坏柱像，砍下木偶。 打碎摩西所造的铜蛇，因为到那时以色列人乃向铜蛇烧香，西西家叫铜蛇为铜块。So
most of us are not tempted by the things that we consider evil.
我们大部分的人都不会向那些邪物的东西，而受影响，受引诱。I
mean, we are adequately convinced that some things are not good for us.
我们心里知道有些东西是对我们不好的。In
fact, they are bad and they are wrong and they are dangerous.
一些很坏的、很邪恶的、很危险的一些东西。I'm
not tempted to commit murder.
我们不会受了引诱而去谋杀。We're
not tempted to rob a bank.
我们不会受引诱去抢夺银行。We're
not tempted to worship idols.
或者去拜那些偶像。We're
not tempted to commit adultery.
我们不受引诱去犯奸淫。These
things have no appeal to us.
这些东西对我们没有什么吸引力。But
we struggle more with the good things.
但是常常是对那些好的事情上头，我们有些挣扎。And
we see here that good things can become idols.
我们会发现很多好的东西变成我们的偶像。It
might be a person you idolize.
可能是一个人物，我们把它变成一个偶像。They
take first place in your life.
那个人物变成我们心目中占有主要的一个地位。It
might be a good dream and aspiration you have.
也许你心中的一个期盼，一个愿望。And
it's so popular to pursue the American Idol now.
也许也当做一个美国文化里头所追求的一个偶像。It
might be one's career or home or car.
也许你的事业、你的家、你的工作。I
know someone who idolizes their lawn.
我知道有些人把他家里的那一片草地看得非常的宝贵，像偶像一样。They
should come to my house and idolize my lawn.
你看到我家里头那片地也看得像个偶像。Or
we might have a goal for retirement as our idol.
也许我们把退休这件事情当作一个偶像。
Or we might love our church building so much we idolize our church building.
也许我们把教会的这个礼堂，这么好的一个礼堂，把它当做一个偶像。
These things are not wrong to enjoy when God blesses us with them.
但神应许我们，给我们这些福气，我们在这里享受，不是一件错事。
To possess them is not sinful, but it is sinful when it possesses us.
拥有这些好东西不是犯罪的，而是让这些好的东西来拥有我们。
Three things that we can observe about the bronze snake event to absolve judgment in the case of the community sin.
在铜蛇的这个故事里头，我们看到有三件事情在我们社区里头有相关的。
What happens when the community sins, the corporate sin of all the Israelites?
当我们看到以色列人那个整个的社区整个的团体。
And we can learn something here from how they solve the problem. First, there is an acknowledgement and confession of the sin.
第一个, 他们承认他们的罪, 他们有,
they, They said, we have sinned. We spoke against the Lord and against you, Moses.
他说我们犯了罪, 我们向你, 向神, 来埋怨。
And sin always has consequences.
罪总是有它的后果。
And it always leaves us in desperate places.
总是把我们带到一个, 绝路。
And sometimes it may jeopardize our life.
常常让我们生命受到危险。
With their heart, they repented, and with their mouth, they confessed.
所以在他们的心里头, 他们懊悔, 在他们的嘴上, 他们也认罪,
and confessions must come before the new life.
那么这个认罪必须, 先到, 然后我们才能够得到拯救。
Second observation is that the leaders interceded with prayer.
第二个观察是他们的领袖为这些犯罪的子民祷告。
Moses prayed for the people.
摩西为他的子民祷告。
And the leaders now have to come before the Lord and bring the people to the Lord.
是这些领袖把这些人带到神的面前, 这些领袖把神, 带到神的面前。
And third observation, it would require complete trust and obedience to the Lord.
第三点是我们要看到要对神有完全的信赖和顺服。
This is 100% absolute trust.
这是对神有100%的那个信赖。
Ephesians 2.
生命记第二章第四节。 然而神既有丰富的连续, 因他爱我们的大爱, 当我们死在过犯中的时候, 便叫我们与基督一同活过来。 你们得救是本乎恩, 他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活, 一同坐在天上, 要将他极丰富的恩典, 就是他在 基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩慈显明给后来的世代看。你们得救是本乎恩，也是因的信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
I have a deep prayer in my heart.
我心中有一个很深的祷告。
This is my prayer for the young people this year.
这是我今年对这些年轻的人有一个很深的祷告。
I can't imagine what God would do if only we loved Jesus more.
我很难想象，如果我们对神的爱能够更进一步的话， 我们神会怎么样子来进行他的工作呢？
Many people ask for a vision.
很多人, 期望能够看到那些意象。
Many people are asking the leaders of this church to come up with a vision for this church.
很多人期望教会的领袖能够站在这里把教会的意向, 跟大家宣布。
And in my prayer, it's quite simple.
在我的祷告里头非常的简单。
That we would truly love Jesus 100% in our hearts.
我们能够对耶稣基督能够有完完全全的信心。
And it would carry out through everything we do and who we are.
能够在每一件所做的事情, 在我们每一个人的本人身上, 都能够有这样子的心态。
Because if we love Jesus, there's no end to what God can do.
因为我们爱耶稣基督, 那么耶稣基督他能够在我们身上所做的事情是毫无限制的。
Our homes and our families would be different.
好。
Our homes and our families would be different.
我们的家, 我们的, 我们的家里的人大概都会完全不同。
If only we love Jesus.
如果我们对耶稣基督有那样子的爱,
the world's hunger would not be a big problem.
那么世界的这个饥饿也不会是一个问题。
It's because we love Jesus that we would give our money.
因为我们爱主, 我们会把我们的钱财奉献给他。
We would give our lives to help people.
我们会把我们的生命献给他, 来帮助别人。
And if we love Jesus, we would reach out to our neighbors.
我们爱耶稣, 我们会向我们的邻舍, 去伸手。
If we love Jesus, we'll be committed to doing His word and not disobeying Him.
我们如果爱耶稣, 我们会尽心地去做他的工作, 而不会去违逆他的旨意。
If I love Jesus, I would love you more than I love myself.
我如果爱耶稣, 我会爱你更胜过爱自己。
I would trust Him for everything.
我会相信你, 在任何的事情上头都相信你。
That is a deep prayer in my heart.
这是我心里的一个祷告。
That our kids would love Jesus.
我们的子女会爱耶稣。
That no temptation would be greater than Jesus.
没有任何其他的事情对他们有更大的诱惑, 只有耶稣基督在他心里。
I share this with you because I need you to pray with me for that.
我把这些分享给大家, 因为我要大家跟我一起做这种祷告。
Have you ever placed your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ?
你曾否把你自己也放在那个神的信心的手上?
Have you ever confessed your sins and asked Jesus to rescue you from death?
你曾否在耶稣基督面前认罪悔改，要耶稣基督能够拯救你，从死亡里拯救你？
If you have, I encourage you to continue trusting in the Lord.
如果你曾经做过，那我也求你在神的面前继续不断的这样子。
You may have a long journey ahead. Stop complaining.
在你的面前也许有一段很长的路径，我们不要去埋怨。
And stay your course.
在你那条路上继续不断的前进。
The promised land is ahead.
神所应许的地方就在前面。
Look upon the Lord and live.
让我们能够仰望主，就能够得活。
If you have never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to do so today.
如果你还没有接受耶稣基督成为你的救主，我也求你今天就做这样的事。
Can we bow our heads together, please?
我们一起祷告。
If you would like to receive Jesus, I just ask you in your seats to repeat these words in your heart.
如果你愿意接受耶稣基督，我也求你在你的心中跟我重复这些话语。
I am a sinner.
我是一个罪人。
Lord, I am sorry. Please forgive me.
主，我很懊悔，求你能够赦免我。
Lord, I repent and turn away from my sins.
我愿意在这里认罪，能够向罪而远离。
Lord, I believe that Jesus died for me.
我相信耶稣基督为我而死。
And I entrust my life to you.
我愿意把我的生命交托给你。
Lord, receive. I receive Jesus into my life.
我愿意把耶稣基督接到我的心里。
I want to live my life for you.
我愿意我的生命是为你而活。
Because you have died for me.
因为你为我而死。
If this is your prayer today, I'd like to talk to you and pray with you after the worship.
如果这是你今天心里的祷告, 我也愿意在会后跟你一起来一同祷告分享。
May God bless you today as you look to Him and live.
愿主来祝福你。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。主啊，你是那一位创造天地的主，你是那一位拯救我们，使我们得永生的主。你也是那天地都被烧去，你也在那里永久存在的那位主。主，今天早上我们借着铜蛇的这个故事，求你照亮我们的心灵。 让我们知道，在我们最受咒诅的那些罪上头，你也有你最有效的一个方式。你把那个铜蛇显现在以色列人中间，你把耶稣基督挂在十字架上，显现在我们的中间，让我们知道主已经为我们而死，为我们而复活，为我们把这罪都已经洗去。求主你这样子在我们的心中与我们。 同行与我们永在，这样子的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。